recording, and if you could just tell me your name.
My name is Barbara Thorland. I was born in Gaylordsville, or in New Milford, actually. Grew up in Gaylordsville, and now I live in Sherman, Connecticut for the past 40 years with my husband, Ray. And we've seen a lot of changes in both Gaylordsville and Sherman in that amount of time.
So you and I were talking a lot about, we spoke prior to this about the sort of sense of community, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said that I felt like it's there, you just have to look for it.
Mm-hmm.
How has New Milford changed for you?
Well, not so much New Milford, because I've been more involved, we have been more involved in, say, the Gaylordsville community,
mm-hmm.
and somewhat in Sherman. We've lived there for 40 years, but my heart is in Gaylordsville. And for example, back in 71, George Hayes started the Merwinsville Hotel Restoration.
Okay.
And he got gathered in, or coerced, however you'd say it, a bunch of us to help him with this. And I mean, the building, if you've ever seen a picture of it, was a wreck. I mean, people would look at it and said, "You're crazy." And we were. My father, Ed Dolan, who was a carpenter, builder, he owned the building. And I remember going there as a kid with him, and it was just used for storage of lumber for his various projects and so on. What is now the station waiting room was where he had kept piles and piles of lumber for whatever. So we started in 71, and there was a group of, I mean, we would get together every weekend and haul and, you know, clean out the debris in the hotel, and, you know, it was just dusty, dirty, miserable work. George could coerce anybody into doing anything. And he got a bunch of guys, I think it was called Morris House Movers, and they came in and shored up the building for us for little or nothing, because we had nothing in the treasury. We had, to go back a little bit, my father, as I said, owned the building, and we bought it from him for $1. Which was $1 more than we had in our treasury, because we had nothing. And we did, bake sales, tag sales, any kind of thing you could think of. And then in the 70s, we had barbecues. And we were able to the hotel is on Browns Forge Road in Gaylordsville, and we were able to shut off the road so we could have a square dance in the road, mm-hmm. after we had this barbecue.
Right.
And we would have, I don't know how many hundreds of people would come to the barbecue.
I'm just going to put it on pause for one
sure.
moment.